This is KGMI's Pet Pulse, a weekly segment where we focus on all things pets and making sure you're giving your pet the best care they can get. This segment is brought to you by Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Heartworms, fleas, and ticks are more prevalent in the spring and summer. It's always recommended to get monthly preventative treatments for your pet. Contact Whatcom Veterinary Hospital for a wellness exam today. Joining us as always is Kate Woods, the practice manager for Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Kate, we wanted to chat a little bit today about age-related care, and I don't necessarily mean just senior pets, but also the youngest ones, the kittens and the puppies. Maybe some folks out there are thinking, well, it's kitten and puppy season. We're certainly getting a lot of intake into our local shelters here. But if there are folks out there who want to try fostering a puppy or a kitten for the first time, what are some of the most important things they need to know that differs from, say, regular adult care?
Well, first off, don't be scared. They're not as fragile as they seem. And it's a learning experience with every new pet that you bring into your life. You have to learn who they are, and they have to learn who you are. It's a fun, easy process as long as you figure out what you're doing.
And what are some of the things that are crucial, especially to helping raise a puppy or kitten in their first weeks and months of life?
Appropriate diet. Make sure they're eating puppy and kitten food till at least 9 months to a year of age, sometimes even longer, depending on the size of the pet and how well they're growing. And making sure that they're getting their vaccines appropriately. Kittens and puppies require more than one set of vaccines, and they have to come in and get checked on, make sure that they don't have any worms, all that good stuff.
Got it. In a lot of situations, I've seen folks rescuing kittens or puppies from situations, or rescuing a pregnant pet that eventually gives birth inside their home, especially in that first 8-week period, I believe, is the most crucial for that development. If folks end up in that sort of situation, what's the best advice you can give them?
I mean, for the case, if mom is around, mom usually does most of the work. Just let her do her thing. She knows what she's doing, even if it is her first time. It's all in her instinct. It's not really until the puppies and kittens start wandering around that you really have to worry about them. And then they're under your feet at all times.
Oh, man, yeah. And that's probably issue number one. Please don't step on the pets. I mean, we've all accidentally stepped on our pets' paws or tails at some point in our lives, and it's the worst feeling in the world. Let's maybe not try that with the youngest ones if you can possibly avoid it.
Absolutely, of course.
There we go. So moving on, and also for the mom herself, making sure that she's being cared for as she's nursing or giving birth or just recovering from the postpartum of things is also pretty crucial.
Yeah, she should be eating as many calories as she can get. Ideally feeding her puppy or kitten food, depending on the species. Can help keep her calorie intake up, and then making sure she gets her calcium supplements because she is nursing a whole litter.
There we go. Now, do you usually recommend for folks who take in a pregnant animal to get them spayed after the fact, or what do you recommend?
Oh yeah, of course. As soon as the puppies and kittens are old enough, 6 to 8 weeks, ideally 8 weeks, we recommend getting mom spayed as soon as possible. That way we don't have another oops litter.
Another oops litter. I love how that's what we're calling it. But it is important. I mean, there are still going to be cats and dogs breeding all across this country, and we are going to see kittens and puppies crop up every springtime or whenever it is they end up giving birth. But what is the importance behind spaying and neutering your animals?
Yeah, not only is it a contributor to pet overpopulation in our entire country and world, it can help prevent types of cancer. It can extend their lifespan because they won't get sick without getting spayed. They're way more likely to come in contact with cancer. They can also get an infection in their uterus called pyometra, and that's an emergency surgery right there.
Oh, dear. Yeah. And I've heard the joke over time that, oh, so cats and dogs can get spayed, but I can't get a hysterectomy. What the heck is up with that as a human? I mean, very, very different things going on between the human species and cats and dogs, like you just mentioned. But does it harm them in any way to get spayed or neutered down the line, or is it more just preventative, like you've been talking about?
Some people opt to wait until they're a couple years old. Some people opt to wait until they, after a female has had her first heat, and that definitely helps with bone development. It helps with body development. And same thing with neutering dogs. If they wait until a year or so, it's totally acceptable. Okay. Just make sure you keep them where they, gosh, okay.
Keep them contained. Birth control at its finest.
Yeah, make sure you keep them contained, absolutely.
One way to put it. So let's say you're in a situation, you're fostering kittens with or without the mom present. You're in that sort of situation where you've got several kittens running around your home. Is it wise in the long run to keep kitten siblings together? Or in most cases, they get separated down the line because sometimes litters just end up being huge.
In the cases of kittens, it's absolutely recommended to have at least, you know, two kittens, especially if you have no other pets in the household. That's their companion. They'll be a lot less dependent on you, and they'll be a lot happier. They tend to bond a little easier as well.
All right. And on the side of dogs roam in packs. So on the puppy side, is that same measure recommended to keep at least two of them together, or should they all be separated by the time they hit a certain age?
I wouldn't necessarily say they all have to be separated, but there is the chance, and raising puppies is a lot more difficult than raising kittens, that's for sure. You have a lot more work ahead of you. Puppies, and I'm not gonna discredit the human moms out there, but raising a puppy is a lot like having a baby. It's a lot of work, and when you do two of them, tends to be a lot more work than you signed up for, and that's where you run into the behavioral issues. So if you are going to adopt two, make sure you have all the time in the world to dedicate to the training, get them to a trainer, and make sure that they're socialized appropriately and that they're exercised and mentally satiated.
That's a really good point if you're thinking about fostering a puppy or if you've got a pregnant dog on the property that's about to give birth any day now. Now, hypothetically, in a situation where you might get too overwhelmed or you find that you can't provide these new kittens or puppies with the quality of care that they deserve, I mean, there's probably a little bit of stigma associated with, you know, saying, hey, I can't do this. But, you know, would you agree it's smarter to maybe hand that stuff over to the pros if you really feel like you can't do it?
Oh, of course. If you feel like you're in over your head, but you still want to, you know, you still want to keep the pet in your life, call a trainer. Absolutely. They can change your life. I've called a trainer for my own pets, and my home is much more sound than it was previously.
Oh, fantastic. And trainers for both puppies and kittens, or just on the puppy side?
Mostly on the puppy side. Kittens, you can definitely contact your veterinarian. We can give you some really good tips on how to keep kitty active. There aren't too many cat behaviorists out there, but if you do some Google researching, you can find them. They're around.
There we go. And if folks want more assistance in raising a puppy or kitten that somehow got into their care, of course, they can contact you folks at Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. What does that info look like?
Sure. Give us a call at 360-384-0212. Or you can go online to our website, www.whatcomvethospital.com. Book your appointment there. You can also text us at the phone number, and you can come in and give us a visit at 5610 Barrett Road, off of I-5 in Ferndale.
Fabulous. And again, another reminder, please spay and neuter, in the words of the late Bob Barker, please spay and neuter your pets. I think that kind of goes without saying at this point, but we're saying it anyway. Kate Woods is the practice manager over at Whatcom Veterinary Hospital in Ferndale. Kate, again, thank you so much. We will chat again next week.
Thank you.